106.7 The Fan. Update. We got a bunch of Popeyes. Update number two. It's, I don't know, 98 degrees in here, and Bemis is just eating red beans and rice. One of the most impressive things I've ever seen.
What's wrong with red beans and rice?
Nothing. It's just pretty hot to be eating red beans and rice.
I got a fan.
Last update. Whenever we get Popeyes in the office, whoever gets it, we all know to get spicy chicken. Jeff went out to this Popeyes and got mild chicken. I'm just saying, Jeff, that's the first time it's ever happened.
Nah, man. This box.
He did get both.
I knew this box was spicy.
You can defend yourself if you want, Jeff. You're lucky B hasn't punched you.
Well, I just didn't know. I wasn't going to call him back.
Why you tore my receipt?
No, it ripped when I went like this, when you was cursing me out in the air, I tried to make it pop, like pop. No, but it was
more. Oh, you strong.
Strong. I'm a little bit too
you
strong.
You ripped a piece of paper. Wow. Yeah.
all right. So this information right now floating around, Adam Schefter on Pat McAfee talking about the divide between the Commanders and Terry McLaurin in these contract negotiations. Let's hear this again, Landfill, and then do some reacting.
It's been vast. It's been vast. And so it's up to the two sides to figure out a way to bridge their differences. But I would say that DK Metcalf was the same draft class as Terry McLaurin. He got about $33 million a year. I wouldn't think that Terry is willing to take less than that. And I think he wants considerably more than that. Now, what it comes in at, we'll wind up seeing. Washington, you know, they're not there right now. And they love and value Terry McLaurin, but they love and value him at a different price. So they seem, these two sides right now seem apart on a deal. Like, they don't seem close today.
Okay. I have a number of thoughts. I think we all have known that the two sides don't seem close. They seem apart. Schefter saying he wants considerably more than Metcalf gets really interesting.
So he thinks.
Okay. That's the top four paid wideouts in the league.
Mm-hmm.
And you start to get into pretty expensive territory there. DK's at 33, CeeDee Lamb at 34, Justin Jefferson at 35, Ja'Marr Chase at 40. But what stands out to me more than anything, Brian, this is the first time we've started to hear some numbers, whether it's speculative or not. And this is the first time we've kind of heard a little bit of, hey, man, these numbers are really high. That's why maybe this isn't getting done. I wonder if this isn't the first, after a couple days of Terry signing pictures, you know, signing autographs, taking pictures, being here, I wonder if this isn't the first, like, hey, man, we got a point here, too, that this is too much money.
But my question would be, if you look at what DK Metcalf got and you look at their production, is it too much money to ask for something around that?
I'm not even necessarily worried about that. I'm saying this is the first time the team it my reading of the tea leaves here lends me to believe this is the first time the team spoke with someone about the situation and gave an indication of why it's not getting done. Because the team's kind of pocketed everything. They
pocketed everything. I don't see them changing right now, though, to be honest with you, Jay. Because he said, well, you know, it's up to these two people. Who else is it up to? That's obvious. It's up to these two people, these two groups to get it done. Nobody else can get it done. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I think this is speculative, and you probably can sit there, and if you are anybody that follows this enough, you know, if I got drafted with somebody and I think I've been a better receiver than him and he got something, I want more than him. Now,
competitive
to say considerably more, we don't know what that price is.
Sure.
You know, that could be $500,000 a year, which may end up, what, $1.5 to $2 million over the lifetime of that contract.
Right.
Could be $1 million per year. End up being about $3 to $4 million, whatever. But I know we want something to happen, and I think every little information that come out, we try to make some sense of it. I still hear a lot of speculation.
Schefter says the two sides are not close. They are far apart. If it's true that Terry McLaurin wants DK or more money, you're talking about a top, paying a guy to be a top 4 of the market, maybe top 3
of
the market.
He gets on, what, 3 or 4 year deal?
3 year extension on the current deal.
Yeah.
But, like, if the money is real, that would make it – that would put Terry in top 3 in the NFL probably. And I'm curious if folks would do it. 800-636-1067. We don't have a ton of time left, but if you want to chime in here, you're welcome to. Lanville, I mean, you've been very clear to just get this Terry deal done. What do you make of this latest Schefter report?
I still think you just get it done. It's kind of a bummer that they appear to be, you know, reasonably far apart. So maybe this isn't something that's going to be resolved fairly quickly, but just pay him. You're saving a bunch of money because you don't really have to pay a quarterback. I think if you look around the league, a guy of Jaden's caliber, if he was, you know, 3 years into his career, would be making like $50 million. You're paying him like 10. Give Terry some of that 40.
Yeah, I mean, you are saving money on the Jaden deal right now, for sure. Mm-hmm. Jeffrey, what about you? You going north of DK to get a Terry deal done?
I don't have no problem with it, but I can tell you my emotions are on a roller coaster ride. And I'm just going to give you from the past couple of days. When Terry showed up to camp, I said, oh, my gosh, this is actually good. He's here. They probably, you know, working on it. It's getting there. And then Kime comes out with a report that doesn't mean anything. And I was like, oh, man. But now with this, for real, this is going to sound wild to say because Adam Schefter is an insider that gets a lot of news, breaks a lot of things first. I don't know if I can trust his word on this one because, and it's not nothing to knock him, it's just that this regime has been so airtight with their business handlings. How do we even know? I think, like, when he said, I think, that's when it became speculation for me. So it's like we're just in the limbo waiting right now.
Let's let folks weigh in on the phones. Our guy Jupe is on the line. Jupe, what do you think about the latest with Schefter weighing in on McLaurin, man? You going north of DK?
Hey, listen, I'm not listening to what nobody says besides what came out of Terry's mouth. He said he's not trying to reset the market, and to me that means pay around DK's what DK got. So we're looking at 33, 34, 35. I'm fine with that. I have no problem with that. Terry means that. He is available. If you want to compare stats, numbers, all that good stuff, cool, I get it. He's not a Chase. He's not a Jefferson. But the number one thing that Terry is available outside of Chase and Jefferson. And on top of that, the number one in contested catches. And what is a wide receiver known for? Catching balls, and Terry does that. So that's all I got for y'all.
Appreciate you, Juke. Thanks, buddy. 800-636-1067. If Terry wants to be paid like a top three NFL wide receiver, are you getting that deal done? Let's go to Alex in Silver Spring. What's up, Alex?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What's up?
Man, I mean, B. Mitch, I mean, yeah, they came out the same draft, blah, 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 this and that, right? I mean, you can't really, like, I love Terry, but you can't really compare, okay, this guy came out the same draft. If another team is willing to break the bank and everything else on the other individual. For an example, if you want to buy a car and you don't do your due diligence and you just want to buy it because of the name or whatever, you know, I mean, that's your money. Also, you know, I don't care. But my whole point, but remember, I like Terry. But it's got to work both ways. Like you guys know, it's a business at the same time.
That is a business, but you got to realize, though, what happens in the NFL is that's how the market gets set, by comparing what you've done against what somebody else have done. And I would have to say that DK has had better quarterbacking than Terry had up until last year, and he has still been producing. So if I'm producing with less, then you can't tell me I'm not working with other guys' work.
Appreciate the call, Alex.
It's a hard thing. I see you guys. It's a hard decision, man. I'm glad I'm not the one going to be able to make it.
I'm with you on that.
It's definitely hard, man. Let's go to Sean in Falls Church. Sean, what's up, dude? This Terry McLaurin situation heating up.
amen to that. I here's the thing. I think ultimately that the deal gets done, they're going to pay him. But I do think that if you're going to compare him to DK Metcalf, in terms of they played pretty much the exact same amount of games, almost the exact same amount of yards. Terry's got a couple more receptions, but touchdowns-wise, DK's got a couple more. Now, quarterback play is always a question, but I would say, you know, it really just comes down to whether you're – I think 32, 33 is more than fine. I hope Terry accepts that. I hope the team just gets out there and they start playing, and this is something that we don't even talk about in one month.
Yep. I hope you're right.
If the deal gets signed, we ain't going to talk about it. We're going to just move forward.
Yeah, I agree with that. It is tricky, though, man. Like, he's under contract right now. And if they are this far apart, like, if say it's 34, right? And they're offering 26.
That would be a problem to me.
30 does seem to be right in the middle, but maybe people don't want to meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little.
We just lost like 4,500 people listening.
Alex is in Lord.
He just killed their ears.
Alex, what you got?
Yeah, I think $32 million is the most that I would pay for Terry. Like, he's great and everything, but anything north of that, like, literally the contract will kick when he's 31 years old. Also, I doubt if any other team in NFL will pay him $33-34 million per year. And I think anything below 30, if 32 doesn't make him happy, anything above that, I think he's being a bit greedy. So
let me ask you a question. What makes you settle at 32? What gives you the idea of 32? Just to throw a number out there? Or you have some reason to believe that?
No, I do reason to believe. Like, we have $40 million Chase, 35 Jefferson, 34 CeeDee Lamb. All of these are, like, more productive and younger receiver. And
those guys, yes, but the guy that you're saying he should be behind is not necessarily more productive.
No, he's not, but also, like, he's younger. I know he came to the league, but also sometimes some of the teams, they do overpay. Unfortunately, they do overpay. And that's
so
what Commanders
one thing,
are trying to move away from.
If I
they
may.
They don't overpay.
The one thing I want to be crystal clear on,
yeah,
there are plenty of teams in the NFL that would pay it. They don't get the opportunity because he's not a free agent, but I think
if he was a free agent, he would have gotten more.
Yeah, the terms might be different.
34?
If he was a free agent and he was able to play one team against the other and,
and
drive this up, hell yeah. I almost wonder, and again, we're
speculating, yeah.
We're speculating, but like to work out a sign and trade, because frankly, the road we're on is troubling. Like, the next step in this type of road is a trade request. Like, and for him to get traded would require a new contract, right? Like, he's not going to agree to a trade without a new deal. So, to even have the trade conversation, you got to have teams that want him. And I think there's one that Washington's going to go practice against in about 10 days. Chris is in Culpeper. Chris, close us out, bro.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Great topic, like usual. I think the number is $34 million. I thought that for a couple of weeks. DK's at, what, 33? CD's at 35? Yeah. CD's a little bit younger. I think he's a little bit better than Terry. I can understand that. But Terry's better than DK, and he hasn't had a quarterback since he's been in the league and has done nothing but produce fringe top 10 numbers. And then you actually get a top 10 quarterback last year, and then you see the results. Man played for Ohio State, always had a couple of guys in front of him. So he doesn't have that wear and tear. DK, I think he paid for Ole Miss. I don't know. I don't know. I think SEC school.
He did. He went to Ole
Miss. You play every single down, you get your head tore up. So you get a little bit more wear and tear. I think 34 is the number. I think that would get it done. And we just need to get it signed, bring him in. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, bud. Appreciate the call. I don't know, man. This does seem like the first
if
public.
You don't know, now you know.
The first public numbers we've gotten in this in this conversation.
I don't know if we necessarily got public numbers, Jay. We got a – he's probably wanting more, way more, he said. We don't know what them numbers are.
But he said then DK.
Yeah.
He made the DK comparison and said more. So even if it's a dollar more, you're talking top three in the league. And maybe he's worth it. Also, if it's top three in the league right now, in a year it'll be top eight. And in 2 years it'll be top 15.
If it's more than DK, he'll be still three. I mean, four.
No, CD's only.
You got three people ahead of him.
If he's getting more than DK at 33, CD's right there at 34.
Yeah, so 33-5.
Sure.
I'm just saying.
Here's what I do know. I am not sure about this Terry situation. I am certain, however, about my new garage door from Door Pro America. They did an absolutely great job replacing my old, loud, crusty-ass garage door with a really nice, quiet, silent garage door. This morning, I'm up early as hell. Lauren and the girls still sleeping. I was able to go out the garage. Didn't wake anybody up. It's a total game changer. You should hit these guys up. They're really good at what they do. Door Pro America has been proudly serving the DMV for over 50 years. They do it all. Repairs, maintenance, new installations, garage door openers, too. Do what I did. Give them a call and ask how you can save big on repairs or check out their annual maintenance plans. Right now, you get $60 off any repair or a tune-up for just $89. Do what I did and go with the pros at Door Pro America. Call 877-DOOR-PRO. That's 877-DOOR-PRO. Or visit doorproamerica.com. Make sure you tell them JP Finley sent you.